In this segment of our regatta interviews, I spoke with 86-year-old paddler Mike Fremont from Cincinnati, Ohio, a good friend, by the way, of fellow paddler 89-year-old Philip Cole, who you heard last hour on WCDO. To say these guys have a good sense of humor is an understatement.
Appreciate you getting back.
Oh, what could be more fun than to talk to a reporter?
I wanted to speak with you because I see that you're coming to this year's General Clinton Canoe Regatta.
Oh, sure.
And how many times have you done this race?
I started in 75, and then I went to 79, both with partners. And then in 91, almost every year from then, I went alone in C1.
Why such a big gap between the 70s and 91?
I don't know. There's a lot of things going on in your life, you know.
Well, you're 86 years old now,
yeah.
And you live in Cincinnati, Ohio.
All my life, yeah, practically.
All right. What makes a guy that lives in Cincinnati, Ohio, come all the way here to upstate New York to participate in this event at 86 years of age?
Well, two simple reasons, which I'm sure you'll identify with. One is that I can, and the other is that it's there. I've enjoyed canoeing and canoe racing since, when did I start? 1963. I got my first marathon canoe race. And those were pretty early days in canoe racing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a wonderful partner about 15 years. And the two of us paddled, changed boats, and did all sorts of stuff like that.
What did you do, or what do you still do for a living?
I don't have to anymore. But most of my life has been, for the last 20 years or so, devoted to environmental protection work for the public interest. Primarily dedicated to river preservation and river restoration. I'd been a businessman, a mechanical engineer, for 45 years and retired in 88. And I moved all my energies to river work. And it was really started by canoeing. And there was a garage man who used to fix our... We had an old 1954 Cadillac hearse that we had a rack welded on the top to carry our racing canoes. And he's under the thing on one of those dollies. He's all greased up and he's smoking a cigar. He says, "You know what they're doing to your river?" I'm watching him. I said, "No. What do you mean, my river?" He said, where you guys work out?" I said, "No." Well, he said, "If you got out of your damn canoe long enough to find out, you might want to do something about it." And I did. And I'm still working on that river.
Did you do a lot of other kinds of exercise, or has it mostly been on the river?
I took up running when my wife died. I was 37. And I took up running as a relief from the stress, raising three little children and having a very young business. And it worked very well, and it turned out that there were no significant physical drawbacks to my being a decent runner. After a while, I began doing marathons, and I've done about 15 Boston marathons.
Wow.
As well as 25, 30 other marathons since that time. That's a long time.
In regards to canoeing, have you done literally hundreds of marathons?
Well, you know, there are about half a dozen races from Cincinnati that are reasonably close that I do every year regularly because they're fun. I know the people, and we compete with each other and play. And the General Clinton, the three prime ones, I've never done the one in Michigan, the Ensemble. And I've done the Classic twice, once in 1990 and once in 1991, when it was a C1 race. I mean, they had a C1 amateur race. And those were a lot of fun. They were a hell of a time we had up there. I speak French, so it was fun for me particularly. And it's gorgeous country. I used to go up to Quebec as a child with my parents. And that was a huge race. I loved that. It was a lot of fun. I do the Nationals every year. I do the General Clinton every year and about half a dozen others.
I want you to know I spoke with a friend of yours.
Phil?
Philip Cole.
He's wonderful. Just wonderful.
He's got a great sense of humor.
Yes, he does. We partnered in the national championships in the 75 and up age group in a C2.
Uh-huh.
We were unopposed, so we went home with this huge traveling trophy. And I said, "Phil, this is the first national championship I've ever won in all these damn years." He's an utter delight. I hope he will be able to come this year.
He said he's in great shape.
That's good.
Now, I brought you up with him, And he wanted me to tell you that he would not mind if you wanted to tie a string to his boat so he could pull you along.
Let me tell you how this all happened, because when I was 81, I was the oldest guy in the race, and I was paddling C1, and he passed me in a C2 with a partner. And I said to him, "Phil, what's the matter? Are you wimping out?" And he says, "Well," he said, "at my age, I just thought I might need a little help." So later on, when I saw him after the race, he says, "You know, I may take your record away from you." I said, "More power to you." So the next year, he not only took it away from me, he was 86 then, but he beat me by a half an hour. And now he's 89, and I said, "You son of a... if you come back, I'll have to wait until I'm 89 before I can equal your record."
That's what he keeps saying. He keeps saying he's given you something to strive for.
He has, and it's wonderful. I'm very pleased with him. I'm so glad he's able, or I hope he's able, to do that.
We are looking forward to seeing you as well, Mike. When you come off the river, it'll be great to stop by our trailer at the finish line there. We'd love to speak with you and Phil, of course.
Now listen.
Yes.
That may be well after dark.
Look for Mike on the river in canoe L9 in the 50-year and older C1 division. For Canoe Regatta 2008, I'm Craig Stevens.